Shamalechem sweetest friends. Parakhov Dalit Pasakitalis Khasab Marni Mars Shikhli Nishmas Maras Esther Bas Shmuel Raskana Vaskana Masapakanas of Mayor Seb Vyata Hinani Holech Ami Bilam says to Balak, I'm going back to my nation. I'm going to tell you what this nation is going to do to your nation at the end of days. Rashi says, let me give you an Eitzah. Malachalah says, what should you do? Well, what's the Eitzah? The Eitzah is that the God of these people hates Zima, like we see in the Gemara, which we discussed at length in the previous shir, how they were machshel them with the girls. They had the older, less attractive ones standing outside. They gave the higher price, the prettier ones. Inside, we're giving the lower price. They went inside, drank some wine, and they wanted to be with the girl. The girl said, okay, but first you have to bow down to my idol. You have to serve my idol. You have to do poor. You have to defecate yourself. The Jews didn't realize that was the way to serve the idol. And you also have to be kaifer b'taras Moshe. Rachmana litzlan for their passions, for their this shrek l'cha yetzahar that the Jewish people had, that we all have. The Jewish people ended up being Ovid of Zara. So the Eitzah, so Bilam said, that's my Eitzah. My Eitzah is get them to get go with the girls and be Ovid of Zara, and that's going to knock them out for the count. So that's the first Rashi. Rashi cites that Gemara in Sanhedrin, and then Vayter Asher Yaseh Amazel Amcha, what this nation is going to do to your nation. Rashi says, Yatzcha Lehachshilam, I'm going to give you an Eitzah to be Machshav, Omelecham Mashim Masidim Lahara Lamoav Achriz Hayamim. I'm going to give you an Eitzah to be Machshelem, and I'm going to tell you what they are going to do to Moab at the end of days. Now the question is, how do we understand Pshut Lashon Mikra? As I'm giving you an Eitzah now, how to be Machshelem, what does that have to do with what they're going to do to Moab at the end of days? What does one have to do with the other? And Dayan Baramban, and again, we had a shir, about a half hour's worth talking about this, so you can listen to that shir. And now we're going to go in a different derech, again, based on the Torah, Rabbeinu Rabbeinu Agon Rav David Zatzal, in Psukim Yud Zayin to Yud Tes. Says, Arena v'lo atash, Arena v'lo karov, Darach kochav mi'akov, v'kam shevet mi'israel, amachas pasim mo'yav, v'karkar kol b'nei sheis. I see it, but not now, I behold it, but not soon. A star has gone forth from Yaakov, and a staff will arise from Israel, which will crush the princes of the Moav, and uproot all the sons of sheis. Plus it continues, Yitches v'haya Adom Yeresha v'yeresha Seir Oivav. Seir Oivav Yisrael Sechayel, Edom shall be possessed, and Seir shall become the possession of his enemies, and Israel shall triumph, v'yerd mi'yakov v'havid sarid me'ir. A ruler should come out of Jacob and destroy the remnant of the city. Look in the Ramban, in the Orach Chaim HaKadosh, that this whole parasha is talking about Achris HaYamim, the Malchus of Melech HaMashiach. Rashi explains, Umochatz Paasei Moav, which means that he will crush the princes of Moav. To whom does that refer? Zed Dovid. This refers to King David, and Rashi marshals a proof text to that effect. And that it says, Vayeld Miyakov, Pasuk Yotes, a ruler should come out of Jacob, V'od yeh Moshel Achir Achir Miyakov. There is going to be another Moshel that's going to come out of Yaakov. V'havid Sarid Meir, and destroy the remnant of the city, of the most prominent city of Edom. That is Rome, Rashi says. And he said this regarding King Messiah, Melech HaMashiach. As it says, V'yeld Miyam Ad Yam, and he may reign from sea to sea. Psalms 72:8. And then it says, "V'lo yes sarid lebeit Esav." They're going to be the house of Esav will have no survivors. Ovadia 1:18. It's talking about Melech HaMashiach. So we have here that it's talking about David HaMelech and then Melech HaMashiach. In Targum Unkelus and Targum Yainus, and they write in Pasuk Yitzayin, "Kad Yakum Malka Miyakov Yisrabi Mashiachem Yisrael." So it's mashmir that the Etzem Nevuah is talking about Malka David. "Kad Yakum Malka Miyakov," when a king comes up from Yaakov, it's David. And then, Vayter Mashiach, Melech HaMashiach. And therefore, according to that, right, when it says in the Pasuk, Vayter, Ara'enu v'lo ata. When it says in the pasuk earlier, Ara'enu v'lo ata, Asherenu v'lo karov, which means that I see it, but not now. I behold it, but not soon. So Ara'enu v'lo ata is referring to the mouthless of David. Because again, that's how Targum the Targum has it. Kad Yakum Malkum Yaakov. So when it says, when a king comes up from Yaakov, and on that it says, Ara'enu v'lo ata. In other words, that's the Darach Kochav Miyaakov. That's talking about David. So David's the Ara'enu v'lo ata. I see it, but not now. And then when it says, Asherenu v'lo karov, that's vital when it says in the pasuk, "V'yisrabi Mishicho Mi'Yisrael, become Shevet Mi'Yisrael." Mishicho is going to come from Israel. That's referring to Asherenu v'lo karov. That's referring to Melech HaMashiach. So what's the different lashonos? One is Arenu, and one is Asherenu. They both mean to see. So why the different lashonos? And why in one case, the first verse it says, Arenu v'lo erenu v'lo ata, I will see him and not now. And then it says, Asherenu v'lo karov, I will see it and not nearby, not close by. So why one alashon of Asherenu, one alashon of Arenu, one alashon of v'lo karov, one alashon of v'lo ata. Very interesting comparing the lashonos. And again, we have, it's talking about David HaMelech and Melech HaMashiach. Ayin Baruch Chaim HaKadosh, what he writes on this. And we have to understand why it's included in the same pasuk, David and Mashiach, when Lechar it's two separate things. So says Moreno Rabbeinu, Rabbeinu Tzitzal, we can explain this based on the Rambam. Baruch Hashem, we've been zeichet to have just dozens of phenomenal shiur, b'siyata d'shmaya, meruba, and hilchas melachim of the Rambam, and also based on the Torah Rabbeinu of David Tzitzal, in his Eber Miriam. So the Rambam says, Melachim 11:1, after he writes, at the beginning of the Halach of the Melech HaMashiach is going to come and restore Malchus Beis David to its original glory, and he's going to build the Beis HaMikdash, and he's going to be Mekavitz Netchei Yisrael, he's going to gather in the scattered of the Jewish people, and all the Mishpatim are going to come back to the way they once were. He writes, it also says in the parish of Bilam, and he was Menabe, he prophesied about the two Messiahs, Mashiach Rishon Shu David, the first Messiah is David, that he saved the Jewish people from their enemies, Mashiach Acharon Sh'amad Bibanov, and then the latter Mashiach is the one who saved his children at the end, that's Mashiach. And then that it says, Arenu v'lo ata zed David, Ashurenu v'lo karov zed melech ha-Mashiach. Beautiful. Arenu, I will see him v'lo ata, not now. That's talking about David. Ashurenu, I will see him not karov, and not close by. That's melech ha-Mashiach. Darach kochav mi'Yaakov, a star will tread in Jacob. Zed David, v'kam shevet mi'Yisrael, zed melech ha-Mashiach. That's King Messiah. That's come shevet mi Israel. Umachatz pasim Moab zeh David. Pchenu rabbi achatz mavim dem bechevel. Vekakar kol bnei sheis zeh melech hamashiach. Shenem rabo umashlu miyam ad yam. Vehaya edom yireish zeh David. Shenem rabo tiyah edom le David lav avadim. Vehaya yireish zeh melech hamashiach. Zeh melech hamashiach shenem rabo am roshiyim bahar tziyam. It says V'haya Adam Yireish is David, and then V'haya Yireish is Seiroivav. That's talking about Melech HaMashiach. So you see the pasuk goes back and forth, talking about David and Melech HaMashiach. And how do you know that it's talking about the lav? V'haya Yireish is Seiroivav is talking about Mashiach, because it says V'hal Moshiach B'har Tzion. So L'shpot is Har Esav, V'haysel Hashem HaMelucha. So that's judging the enemy, taking away from the enemy of Esav and overcoming Esav. So that's Melech HaMashiach. So we see from the Rambam that the Yisod of the Malchus of Melech HaMashiach is the same as Malchus David. So there's no Shlemus HaMalchus by David when it comes to David. The Malchus isn't yet complete. There's going to be a Yerida afterwards, but the Malchus of Shal Mashiach, the Malchus is going to come back to David L'Kirishonim B'Tikun Shalom B'lo Hefsik. Without a Hefsik, it's going to come back and then it's going to be forever. Because even though the Jewish people have a mitzvah of shlemus b'machus based David, adain lo b'hayu ruin the tikkun shalem. She had a var kavur legamre. Rak sheyegi hazman b'meirah b'yameinu. Only when we come, in the meantime, it's not going to be complete, but when we come b'meirah b'yameinu to Mashiach, then the shlem, there's going to be a shlemus b'machus based David. That's Mashiach. And that's what it means. Darach kochav miYaakov is still together Yaakov. Yadua that Yaakov is the lower madrig of Kal Yisrael. And that's only darach kochav miYaakov. That's just like a star. Machatz Pasei Moav, and it starts out by being crushing the princes of Moav. That's how it starts out. That's the first stage. And then afterwards, it's going to come to Shevet Mi Yisrael. In other words, they're going to be B'dargat Yisrael. That's the higher level of the Jewish people. And that's Mashiach. And this Koach that now is Poel, the Machatz Pasei Moav, is going to be Poel, V'karka Kol B'nei Sheis. That afterwards is going to do even better and uproot all the sons of Sheis. Rashi says, Kol Umos, Shekulam Yatzu Mi Sheis. So we're going to knock out all the nations, not only Moav. So that's going to be the Tikkun HaShalem. And the Koach that originally was Poel V'Hay Adam Yeresha, it's going to be Poel B'Tikkun HaShalem V'Haya Yerushat Sirai V'haya Edom Yeresha V'haya Yereshas Yiroi Vav. First Edom shall be possessed, and then it's going to be and then all the enemies, and there's going to be a Shlemus. That's going to be V'alam Moshim B'Haratzion Shpotas Hareis Avaisa L'Hashem HaMelucha. We're going to have Malchus over the whole world like Rashi brings. And the Shlemus is V'yered Mi'akov V'hevit Ser Me'me'ir. Shemikoch Yaakov is Malchus or Shaldav V'derakoch of Mi'akov. From that's going to come the Tikkun HaShalem of V'hevit Ser Me'ir. Of destroying the remnant of the city. In other words, that's going to be the Tikkun HaShalem. Now she says, Meir Hashu Shaladom Yiromi, Vamelech HaMashiach Omer Kain. As it says, Vayerd Miyam Ad Yam, Vidari Sarid Beis Esav. That's going to ultimately bring Mashiach. And so we have this Mahalach, we have this process of first David. It starts off by David, it's going to be completed by Mashiach. And it's all really one inyan. So we see that beautifully in the Rambam. That's what's going to happen, Vachvitz Hayamim. And that's going to be the process. It's what started with David, it's going to conclude with Melech HaMashiach. So according to this, it would appear, when it says, Arena v'lo atav, sh'arena v'lo karov, so Bilam was makdim to this nevuah, gam v'yodea da'as elyon. And he knows da'as elyon. He didn't say that earlier in Pasuk Daled, but here he said it. Mishim sh'aketz satumu. Nim klape ma'achuto shel David, af al pi she'ina dayin achshav, u'mechuser et zmani, etzol Bilam esham machazai sh'aka yechazeh, roeo et adavar af al pi she'ino atan. So in other words, he knows Da'as Elyon, because it's not revealed. The Kates is Sasun. But Bilam knows. So even though he sees it, even though it's not Ata, the Kapi Atikun HaShalem, that's not just Begeder Mechus Zman, that it's not now. Ela Eino Karov. There you need a Maisa to reach this place. To go from place to place. What does it mean Karov? Karov means close. In order to get from place to point A to point B, So you need to do a ma'isa. So first we have the mechus v'zman. The David is mechus v'zman. It's not here yet. Klapei malchus David. It's not here yet. And Mashiach, you actually need a ma'isa to bring Mashiach. And since Bilam is yodea da'as elyon, like the pasuk says, and he knows what is required in order to bring Melech HaMashiach, from this he knows the time of Melech HaMashiach, because he knows what's going to bring to Mashiach. That's what it means, Ashurenu, which is Lashon Re'iyah. So it's like it says, Shul means Benot Sadali, Shul means to see. So it would appear that it doesn't just mean regular Re'iyah, but Hisbonenus, Havana, really looking into it. So Benot Sadali, Shul means they were looking closely at Yosef. Shul is also Lashon of Choma. In other words, it's something that Devar HaMafsik and requires his bonus. That's the wall. So the girls were standing on the wall to look at Yosef. And they also needed it, that Sabim is boning be Yosef. And it's a lashon of wall because there's something in between. So shur means to see, ashrana means to see, but to see with his boninus. And there's something that's mafsik. You have to look very well. Therefore, he says that through the ashurenu, through looking very well, since he's yodea das elyon, from this he can come to re'iya. Even though it's not karov. See, he can see even though it's not close. As soon as ashurenu, so I'm a Mashiach. Ashurenu, I'm going to be able to see it if I look really well, even though it's not karov, even though we need ma'isim to bring it, but I know what ma'isim are required to bring it. And therefore, I know when it's going to come, yodea das elyon. And that's why he says, what's the Arenu? The Arenu below Karv is Darach Kochov Yaakov, that it's going to start with Yaakov, and then the Ashurenu has become Shevet Mi'Yisrael, that's Mashiach. So the Arenu is saying it, that's talking about David, that's something closer. That's just Mechus Rizman. That requires less of his boninus. And then the Ashurenu means you have to look for his boninus. You have to look very well. There's something in between. There's that wall, Benot Sadal, sure. There's that wall in between. Therefore, Ashurenu, when you look, you have to look with greatest boninus, and then you can see. You can see that Mashiach is going to come. So, and again, that's the Mahalach. The Mahalach is David followed by Mashiach. And only Bilam could see that, because Bilam is Yodea Da'as Elyon. So now we can explain the Pasuk, L'cho Yotzcha She'yaseh Amazel Amcha V'achris Hayamim. So based on what we explain, it was said in this Nevuah and Achris Hayamim that even though Darach Kochav Miyakov, even though this star is going to come forth from Yaakov, and that has the koach to bring to the shleimus of a karkar kol b'nei sheis, like it says, "Vayitru in the pasuk tapu for all the sons of sheis, all the umas ha'olam." Nevertheless, this is only going to happen in the end by Melech Mashiach, because for this we need Maisim, we need a tikkun that shayach l'shem Yisrael. That's only going to happen b'achris hayamim, because the mitzvahs of the Jewish people is established according to their spiritual level. And if we're lacking in our spiritual level, then we can't activate what we're supposed to activate. So from this we can learn, from the end of days, we can learn how to be pogah now. In other words, since their whole koach is teller and their ruchni is, and their God hates zima, so through this zima, through this licentiousness, through this sexual, these sexual indiscretions, these sins, their shaychus to their God is going to be nifgam, is going to be blemished. They're going to lose their koach. Just like they lost their koach that they have because of Darach Kochav Miyakov. In other words, they have the Darach Kochav Miyakov, but it's not going to continue. It's going to be a hefsek in between. It's not going to go directly from David to Mashiach. They have a certain koach, but it doesn't continue. It's not b'shlemus. So in the same way, the Jewish people have a koach by David, but it's not b'shlemus. And therefore, it doesn't bring immediately the Mashiach. So too, for that very same reason, why doesn't it bring the Mashiach immediately to Mashiach? Because they're not on the spiritual level. Ah, so you know that by them, everything is nikpa by their spiritual level, everything is established by their spiritual level. So you really want to get them? So I'll tell you how to get them. The way to get them is Elohim Shalelu Sonizim. Their God hates licentiousness. And that's the Eitzah he gave him. Let me give you an Eitzah based on Achrus Hayamim. Because you see, in Achrus Hayamim, it's all based on their spiritual level. And therefore, the Darach Kochav Miyakov is not going to be enough. Because they're not going to be in a high enough level on time, though. They need to get the Mashiach. And Mashiach is far away. And they need to do special Maisim to bring Mashiach. So you see that it's all dependent on their ruchnius. So if it's all dependent on their ruchnius, so this is the best way to get them. Get them with the girls. Get them with the girls in the Avodah Zarah. So from what they're going to do for the Achrus Hayamim, the fact that you see at Achrus Hayamim that they're in such a high spiritual level, they're going to finally take over the world, and it's going to be Mashiach, and it's going to be a beautiful world. So from that we see that it's based on the spiritual level of the Jewish people. And it doesn't come automatically from David. It has to be a process, because we have to be on the level. Ah, you see that the Jewish people have to be on the level. So he says, L'cha Yatzcha, let me give you an Eitzah. So that's the connection between the Eitzah and Achrus Hayamim. The Eitzah I'm giving you now is based on Achrus Hayamim. When you see that the Gula is going to come, only when the Jewish people are Ruim L'kach, when they're on the level. But if they're not on the level, then they have no chance. So you see that it really depends on on the spiritual level of the Jewish people. So it's very important that we take the Musar from this and we elevate ourselves and we make ourselves worthy of bringing Mashiach. Incredible. Ah, there's so much to what they call today to unpack. There's so much to unpack in this parasha. So we will return from vacation very soon and we will unpack Mitzvah Hashem. And hopefully we'll see more and more Niflaos Mitzvah Hashem. We've already seen Niflaos, but we have so much more to say. So please stay tuned for more and more Niflaos. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.